The headlines out of Venezuela today are all about the political power struggle there and the clashes between security forces and anti-government protesters. But behind those headlines, other serious problems go unnoticed. Petty crime is unreported. More violent crimes like murder and kidnapping have become commonplace. Venezuela is now one of the most dangerous countries on earth. But the thing is, it's been getting worse and worse for a while. Just ask the members of the band La Vida Boheme, who left Venezuela a few years back.
Our booking agent in Venezuela had just been kidnapped and murdered, you know. Our manager back then had been kidnapped also, like, a few months after, you know. Something like, it just seemed like to be very close to us, the fire.
That's Henry D'Artenay. He's La Vida Boheme's band leader. Guitarist Daniel De Souza agrees with him. If they had stayed in Venezuela, it would have been impossible to still be a band.
People stopped going out at night. Like 90% of the people, you didn't see them at night. So it was very difficult to make a living out of anything that related to music.
This all took place about 4 years ago. Hugo Chavez had died and Nicolas Maduro had just been elected the new president. Violence had already been spiraling out of control, and things were getting worse as the country entered a recession. Here's Henry D'Artenay again.
When you're in a situation like that, you either can stay and endure the economic, the violence, the stress, and even I think the hopelessness of seeing that things are not changing. Things escalate. It's not like something that has been steady wrong. It's been like getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
In 2014, La Vida Boheme took off for Mexico City. They left friends and family behind in Caracas. And even though there's violence in some parts of Mexico City too, Daniel De Souza says it was a place to recharge and regroup.
It was like a way to escape from where we were living and to another place that it wasn't that different from where we live, in a kind of way that we speak the same language and the culture is very similar in some way. So living in Mexico for us has been like less difficult than another place, I think.
La Lucha, The Struggle, is La Vida Boheme's latest album. They recorded it in Mexico City. It dropped last week.
¿Qué estoy haciendo aquí? Pagando para vivir. Escogiendo sin opción, perdido donde nací, escaparme de mí, en Caribe o París, una lejana canción, sigue llamándome.
La Vida Boheme has built a whole new fan base in Mexico. It's just like starting over, says De Souza, but it's been worth it.
The mountains are mountains. If something, I believe that Mexico is a perfect city like for rock and roll bands now because there are so many young people from everywhere.
And here's one more track from La Vida Boheme's La Lucha. This is Vosé. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Dame de baja. Los narcos se alinean como astros en empresas y partidos. Código azul, ¿qué hacer? Atrapado cual minero en San José. Años malos, años buenos. Sin guardia y sin...